Well, hello everybody, this is Chris Hawes here again, doing a podcast on a free programme that allows you to burn CDs, DVDs and Blu-ray discs. This programme is called Burnerware, and it will be the free version that I will be demonstrating. There are a couple of other shareware versions, the Home and Pro editions. These are used by, I guess, enthusiasts, or for those who just want extra features, like copying from one disc to another, or ripping audio CDs, I believe. But there are free alternatives for that. So if you just want to burn CDs, DVDs, Blu-ray discs, and, as I will demonstrate in this podcast, disc images, then the free edition should suit most users, like myself. The programme can be gotten from www.burnerware.com, that's burnerware, all one word, .com, and I will provide the link in the podcast description. So, let's get started. The first example I'm going to burn one of my folders to a DVD-RW. Now, I should explain that I have set up a virtual DVD-RW, which basically means that anything I burn to this disc will actually be written to a disc image rather than a physical DVD. This is all thanks to a program called Total Mounter, which I'm not going to demonstrate in this podcast. If you would like, I could do a quick podcast on this program, but it's a pretty simple program that basically allows you to emulate all types of drives. Anyway, that's the first example. The second example, I'm going to show you how to make a disk image of a folder. So, let's get started. I'm using Windows 7 64-bit and NVDA 2012.1 final release as my screen reader. So, let's start Burnerware free edition.
Menu. Accessible and web item menu A. Burnerware free submenu B. Menu Burnerware free B. Location. Burnerware.
Present on the Burnerware free icon, by the way. I went to start programs. Burnerware free. Burnerware. Present on the Burnerware icon.
On Burnerware free. Normal cursor.
And as you heard, the program quickly loaded. It's a pretty slick program. It loads very fast indeed. And first of all, I'm going to just show you this welcome screen that comes up when you start Burnerware. So we have a menu bar with compilation settings and help.
Compilation submenu Alt C, settings submenu Alt S, help submenu Alt H.
Okay, so there are keystrokes as you've heard. So I'm going to press C to open the compilation menu.
Data submenu D.
And the first item is data. So I'm going to write arrow on, I'm going to press enter on this one. You can write arrow as well.
Data CDD.
Data CD. Dag arrow.
Data DVD A.
Data DVD, which will be the one I will be demonstrating for the first example. Dag arrow again.
Bridge disk B.
Bridge disk, I think that allows you to create DVD videos, but without the DVD content. I don't understand that myself. The help, by the way, that this program comes with is extremely good. It's straight to the point, simple instructions. Very nice. It's in a Windows help format, so very accessible.
Boot disk or?
Boot disk. You can come in here and burn a bootable CD or DVD if you like. Very useful if you have, say, a Linux distribution that you wish to burn to disk, you can do so.
Blu-ray disk L.
Blu-ray disk, if you have a compatible Blu-ray player burner, you can come in here and make Blu-ray discs. Blu-ray, for those who don't know, is a fairly recent technology that stores up to 25 gigs of data on a single layer and up to 50 gigs on a dual layer. So that's Blu-ray.
Data CDD.
And we're back to the data CD option. So left arrow to go back to the main compilation menu.
Data submenu D. Multimedia submenu M.
Down arrow to multimedia. Press enter here.
Audio CD A.
Audio CD, that's self-explanatory. You can come in here and burn audio CD if you like. MP3, Wave, Windows Media Audio, the iTunes format, which is M4A, are supported for burning audio CDs.
MP3 disc M.
MP3 disc, that allows you to burn a disc full of MP3 files, which may be compatible with some CD players, but not all.
DVD video D.
DVD video, that allows you to make an actual DVD. Like you see on a commercial DVD.
Audio CD A.
And we're back to the audio CD option.
Multimedia submenu M.
Down arrow to the next one.
Disk images submenu I.
Disk images, now I will explain briefly that a disk image is a file that exactly represents a CD or DVD. And has nothing to do with pictures whatsoever. Just have to include that to save any confusion. So press enter here.
Burn image B.
Burn image. So if you have an existing image file, you can burn it. You can come in here and burn it to a CD or DVD, depending on the size of the image file, of course.
Copy to image C.
Copy to image. So that's basically the opposite. If you have a CD or DVD and you wish to make an image of it, then you can do so in here.
Make ISO M.
Make ISO. ISO is a standard disk image format for most CDs and all DVDs, and I believe Blu-ray as well. I say most because ISO files are not supported with audio CDs because of how they are written to the disk. They use a different image structure than data CDs and all DVDs and Blu-ray.
Make boot ISO.
Make boot ISO, similar to burning a bootable disk. You can come in here and make a bootable ISO.
Burn image B.
And we're back to burn image.
Disk images submenu I.
Next option.
Utilities submenu U.
Utilities, enter on this one.
Erase disk E.
Erase disk. So if you have a rewritable disk, such as a DVD-RW or CD-RW, you can come in here and erase the disk.
Disk info D.
Disk info. That just shows you various information about a disk. That's self-explanatory.
Utilities submenu U. Oh. Disk info D.
I lacked it for that option, so left arrow back to utilities.
Utilities submenu U. Exit E.
And exit.
Data submenu D.
So we're back to data, so
exit E.
I'm going to
burnware.
Come out of the main menu, and I'm going to go back into the main menu, this time to settings. We bolt S.
Check for updates when program starts, checked C.
Check for updates when program starts, that's self-explanatory.
Close main window after project is launched, checked L.
I suggest you check this box, because if you don't, you will have both the new compilation window and this welcome window open, which might confuse people, especially new users. You can always get back to the welcome screen at any time, of which I will show you how to do this in the demonstrations. Sorry, in the examples.
Restore default settings are.
Restore default settings. Again, that's self-explanatory. You can restore any settings you've made back to defaults.
Check for updates when.
And that's it for the settings menu. So I'm going to press Alt to get out of the main menu, and then press Alt-H to open the help menu.
Help F1-H.
Help F1. Just to give you a quick demonstration, I'll show you what the help's like.
Burnaware help. Tab control. Tree view. Level 1. Welcome to Burnaware.
So let's just press enter here on Welcome to Burnaware. And then press F6 to read the contents.
Welcome to Burnaware. Welcome to Burnaware. Visited link top link next. Graphic logo 64. Burnaware is a full-fledged disk burning software that will help you cope with your daily burning tasks faster and more efficiently. The program burns all types of CD, DVD and Blu-ray discs. Getting started. Visited link definitions. Visited link useful information options. Visited link burn options. Visited link boot settings. Working with files and folders. Visited link...
So as you can see, it's a very accessible help system. And like I say, it's simple and straight to the point. Very nice indeed.
Tab control.
So that's the help system basically.
Burnaware free.
So Alt-H to go back into the help menu.
Help F1H. About. A.
About. Again, that's just like any other about dialog box. Okay, so that's the welcome screen.
Burn.
This screen will always appear when you start Burnaware, so just be aware of that. So, let's now get on with the first example of creating a data DVD.
Compilation submenu Alt-C.
So to get there, you can press Alt-C. Or you can press the Alt key to open the menu bar, press C to open the compilation menu, or enter, or down arrow, and then select data from the menu that appears, which I'm going to do now.
Data submenu D.
I'll press C, by the way, to open the compilation menu. I'm going to press D to open the data submenu.
Data CDD.
Which is... The first option is data CD, which we don't want because the DVD I want to burn is larger than the CD, obviously. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Data DVD A.
To data DVD, or I could just press A. And I'm going to press enter.
Desktop list, recycle bin, not data DVD burnaware free list.
So what's happened there is, in my case, the welcome screen has closed and now in the screen that says
data DVD burnaware free.
Data DVD burnaware free. Now we have a few controls here. We have a 1,000 folders list.
Edit selected 1,748,21,042,012.
This edit box allows you to label your disk at the minute it's set to type and date.
Combo box DVD 4.7 GB collapsed.
DVD 4.7 GB. That basically is what disk format do you want, and because I chose data DVD, it is set to that. There are other options.
DVD DL 8.5 GB.
DVD DL, DL stands for dual layer, and as you heard, 8.5 GB, not because you can burn both sides to a dual layer disk.
Blu-ray 25 GB.
Blu-ray 25 GB.
Blu-ray DL 50 GB.
Blu-ray DL 50 GB, again because you can burn both sides to the Blu-ray dual layer disc. And let's go back up because that's the last option.
Blu-ray DVD 4.7, CD 700 MB.
CD 700 MB, that's pretty standard. And that's it. So I'm going to go back to the DVD option.
DVD 4.7 GB. Combo box F 400.
Combo box F. Now this will vary depending on how many burners you've got. I have a physical burner and a virtual burner set up by Total Mount, which I have explained previously. So this box may vary depending on your system.
Combo box maximum collapsed.
The next combo box is the drive speed, which is set to maximum by default. There are other options, which I'm going to use the down arrow key to explore.
60x.
60x,
8x,
8x,
4x,
4x,
2.4x,
2.4x, and that's it. 2.4x being the slowest.
Maximum.
So I'm going to set it back to maximum, and I suggest you do as well.
Checkbox not checked.
There's a checkbox here which is unlabeled, and I don't know what that does. It doesn't seem to make much of a difference if I check it or not, so I'll just leave that one.
List.
And now we're back to the files and folders list. Now, there's a couple of ways you can add files or folders. You can either copy and paste from Windows Explorer to this files or folders list, or under the keystroke Control D, which I'm going to press now.
Add files and folders. Tree view. Program installers collapsed.
And that's the folder I wish to burn. So I'll go to tab to the list of files.
List.
Obviously it's going to say nothing because nothing's selected.
Airfoil installer and there.
So, At the top of the list, it says airfoil installer, don't worry about that. If you want to know more about airfoil, please see my podcast on airfoil demonstration. Now, what you have to do is you have to select one or more files. Now, Control A, if you want to select all, doesn't seem to work. So your best bet is to go to the top with the home key and then press Shift N to select from the top.
Metal setup and there.
Which I have done. So to add them, you just tap the add button and activate that with the space bar.
Add button.
But let's look at the other controls first.
Close button.
Close.
Combo box list collapsed.
Combo box list. You can basically set the view kind of like you have an explorer, so we have list. Oh, hang on.
List. Details.
Details. Sorry, I have to wait because the files and folders list refreshes, I think.
List. Icons.
Icons. And that's it.
List.
I would set it to list for maximum accessibility, so anyway.
Tree view list is the 1 point add button. List is tree view program installer.
And the tree view is the folders tree. So it's kind of like, you know, Windows Explorer, so you should be right at home with this, to be honest.
List is the 1.46.02 win.
Okay. Let's just make sure everything's selected, because I was obviously messing about with the combo box.
Metal setup and there.
Okay, so I've now got all my files and folders, all my files selected.
Add button.
I'm going to click the add button.
Press can add files and folders. Add button.
And as you noted, it adds them literally instantly. This is the cool thing about this program, it is so quick at doing things. And I'm going to tap to the close button.
Close button. Predator DVD burnware free list.
And we should have the files that I have just added.
ESPEAK 1.46.02 MAC 412 airfoil install airfoil.
I do indeed.
ESPEAK.
Let's, before we actually burn anything, I'm just going to show you the menus in here.
File submenu Alt F.
We have file.
Edit submenu Alt E.
Edit.
Recorder submenu Alt R. View submenu Alt E.
View. Now, I will come in here and uncheck the sidebar option, which I'll show you in a minute, because I don't believe it's accessible. I don't see a need for it anyway.
Help submenu Alt H.
And we have the help.
System sub.
And the system menu, which you'd expect any other Windows program. So I'm going to press F to open the file menu.
New compilation, Control MN.
New compilation, so if you want to make another data DVD, you can always create a new compilation without returning to the welcome screen first.
Load file list, Control or L.
Load file list, so I guess if you want to burn the same file to multiple DVDs, you could do that, or I guess you could modify your existing DVD. You know, say if you have a DVD-RW and you want to put more files on it, you could load your file list and add or delete one or more files.
Save file list, Control SS.
Save file list, that's useful if you want to save your file list for another session. Like, you want to burn the same file to another DVD without adding them again.
Options, F10O.
Options. Let's come in here and just have a quick look at these options.
Options, tab control, burn tab selected.
And we have two tabs.
UDF tab selected.
No, we don't, we have three, I think. Burn tab, UDF tab. UDF is Universal Disk Format, which is the file system used for DVDs.
Labels tab selected.
Label.
Edit cursor. Recorder tab selected.
Recorder.
Normal cursor.
And that's it, so we have four tabs actually.
Burn tab selected.
Back to the burn tab.
Burn property page. Burn grouping. Finalize disk, no further writing possible. Checkbox not checked.
Excuse me. Finalize disk, no further writing possible. That I think is, I'm not sure if it's checked or checked by default, but basically, if you wish to, what we call, finalize your disk, in other words, you don't want to write any more to that disk, you can check this box and it will finalize the disk during burning. If you don't, obviously make sure this box is unchecked.
Verify data on disk after burning, checkbox not checked.
This this option is ideal, particularly if you're burning an operating system DVD, because you want to make sure that the files burned actually are correct, if you know what I mean. So you can check this box and it will do a verification after the burning, but otherwise you can just leave this unchecked, which I will do for now.
Eject disk after burn process is complete. Checkbox checked.
Eject disk after burn process complete. That's self-explanatory.
Simulate burn process test right. Checkbox not checked.
Simulate burn process. This basically means it burned it. It does a burn, but it actually doesn't write anything to the disk. That's why it said test right. So this is ideal if you have a new blank DVD and you just want to make sure that the disk is working correctly. You can come check this box and do a test burn before physically writing it to disk, because obviously the last thing you want is a disk that you burnt to be not working.
OK button.
And we have an OK.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Default button.
Default. That's useful if you wish to return the setting back to default.
Tab control.
And then we're back to the burn tab. So right arrow.
UDF tab.
To the UDF tab.
UDF property page. UDF grouping. Use automatic settings. Checkbox checked.
I would check this box unless you are an advanced user. So I would leave this checked.
OK button.
And that's it.
Cans default tab com labels tab selected.
Labels.
Edit cursor.
Next.
Labels property page. Labels grouping. Edit blank. Combo box HMMDDMIE collapsed.
Okay, you can basically come in here and specify the format of the labels.
Edit blank, edit selected burn aware. Edit blank, edit blank, edit blank, edit blank, edit blank, edit blank. OK button.
As you can see, there's a lot of edit fields which AVDA only says edit, but I suggest leaving them as defaults, to be honest.
Cancel default tab control, labels tab selected, recorder tab selected, normal cursor.
Finally, the recorder tab.
Recorder property page, write speed grouping, use predefined values, radio button checked.
Unless you are an advanced user, I will leave this radio button selected.
Buffer size grouping, slider 50.
Again, if you are an advanced user, leave the buffer slider, as it is, at 50%.
MISC grouping, buffer under unprotection burn proof, just link etc. checkbox checked.
Again, if you are an advanced user, I would leave this box checked. I don't particularly understand the term buffer under run, but I think it's some kind of error correction when burning the disk.
Use optimum power calibration or PC checkbox checked.
Again, if you are an advanced user, unless you are an advanced user, I would leave this box checked.
OK button.
And we're back to the OK button.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Default button.
So I'm going to just escape out of this because I haven't made any significant changes.
Data DVD burn aware.
So as you can see, the options is fairly accessible. I guess you could use your screen reader's navigation command if you're not sure what them edit fields are in the labels tab, but I'd just leave them as they are, really. It won't hurt. So back into the file menu.
New compilation control NN.
With Alt F, of course.
And return to welcome screen Alt B K S P R.
I went up twice because the next one after option is return to welcome screen, and it says Alt B K S P. Basically, it's Alt backspace.
Options.
Okay.
Exit.
And we have exit. So.
Bit.
Now go to the edit menu with Alt E.
Paste control V unavailable P.
Paste. What you would do is copy the files from Windows Explorer or folders. In the file list, you can basically paste it into the list so the file can get added that way.
Add files, Control D A.
Or you can add files like I have just shown you with Control D.
Select all, Control S.
Select all. So if you want to basically delete and start over, you could always select all files and delete, which I'll show you next.
Make folder in them.
Make folder, so if you want to add a new folder, you can do that.
Rename F2R.
Rename, so again, if you wish to rename one or more files, I assume it works for multiple files, it might not, but anyway, you can do that.
Remove del E.
Remove del, so Again, like I said, if you want to remove one or more files, you can do that.
Properties F4O.
Properties, that just brings up the standard Windows Properties dialog box for a file or folder.
Paste Control V on Available P.
And we're back to paste, so...
Data.
That's it for the edit menu.
Add Recorder submenu Alt R.
Next one is Recorder Alt R.
Burn Compilation Control BB.
Burn Compilation Control B. That is self-explanatory.
Erase Rewritable Disk. Control L E.
Erase Rewritable Disk. That is basically what the Erase Disk utility does, to be honest. I think it's just included here in case that you've set Burnware so that it closes the welcome screen. So it's just like convenience, really.
Disk Information, F5D.
Disk Information, that again is the same option as the Disk Info menu item found in the welcome screen.
Eject Disk Control EJ.
Eject Disk, so say you've unchecked the Eject Disk after burning, you could always eject manually here.
Burn Compilation Control BB.
And that's it for the recording menu. And by the way, you may have noticed how so keyboard friendly this program is.
Data DVD Burnware Files Edit Record View Submenu Alt V.
So open the view menu, and this is what I mean.
Sidebar S.
The sidebar, like I say, I don't see a need for it, and so I suggest you uncheck that when you set up Burnware for yourself. So that's it for the view menu.
View submenu Alt V.
So I believe the next one's help. I'll just double check.
File Edit Record View Help.
Yes.
Help F1H.
So you can. So the help menu, you've got your help and
about A.
About
help.
So
bit.
Some of these menu items are in here for convenience, really. Like I say, just in case you have indeed closed the welcome screen, either manually or automatically set by Burnware. So we have the files and folders that we need. So let's burn the compilation with Control B.
ESpeak 1.46.02 win size. 1,898,891. Type. File folder. Date modified. 20.
So as you can see,
3%
as soon
data
as you
DVD
press Control B, it starts burning. It doesn't ask you for anything like that because you set that in the options. So, as you can see, it's pretty automated. And what you're hearing there is the progress bars, thanks to NVDA. And what we have is a log kind of window, so you can review how the burning's going. And at the end, you'll hear, at least on my end, you'll hear it ding, and the progress bar will be back to zero. So let's just wait till this burn is complete. I mean, this may take a few minutes depending on your system and how many files and folders you've got, the speed of your drive, things like that. So just be patient and it will be done eventually. I don't suggest you do anything to the computer while you are burning because errors could occur during the burning process. So just leave the computer to it until you know it's done, which is what I'm doing now. Like I say, just to remind you that a if you're wondering why my DVD drive isn't actually going, it's because I've set up a virtual burner and the files are actually written to a disk image that I have set up and mounted in thanks to Total Mounter. So, in a real life situation, you'd obviously hear my DVD drive going with you away, as well as these Kroger bars. But for now, I've just set up a virtual burner just to speed things up, really, to be honest with you. But anyway, just thought I'd remind you. And we're almost complete now. I mean, evidently, burning to a disk image is extremely fast because it's writing to an image on your hard drive rather than directly to CD or DVD, which is often hundreds of times slower. I mean, that would depend on your speed of your drive and DVD, of course, but, you know, just saying. I'm really done.
Autoplay dialog DVD RW drive F 1756. Open folder to.
Now, what's happened now is my autoplay dialog has come up for drive F, which is my virtual burner drive. So I'm going to open this folder just so you can see that the files have been correctly burnt to disk.
F items new list files ready to be written to the disk group in expanded eSpeak 1.46.02 win not selected. Mac 400 airfoil in span to be with burnerware free tier voice Chris.
As you can see, the files are burnt, I believe.
Zello setup at there. Easy.
It might not be actually, I think it's a
F. Files ready to be written to the disk 60.
Oh, files ready to be written to the disk. I think that's because I need to eject the disk first. So, anyway, you get the idea.
100% data DVD burnerware.
Okay.
Data DVD time remaining. Usage. 0% advance.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. I didn't know.
Running application notification.
Anyway, sorry, that's how you would burn a data DVD. Now, there is a bit of I would say a quirk here. Basically, the only way to get back to the welcome screen is actually to close burnerware itself and reopen it. So maybe if you uncheck that close welcome screen thing, which it is by default anyway, then it might not be a big issue actually. I think I might uncheck that myself, to be honest. But yeah, to demonstrate, I'll just press the Alt key.
File unavailable submenu Alt F. Edit unavailable submenu Alt E. Recorder unavailable submenu Alt R. View unavailable submenu Alt V. Help unavailable submenu Alt H. System submenu space.
So yeah, all the menus are unavailable and there's no pop up like context menus either. So, like I say,
one.
The only workaround would be to close burnerware.
Desktop list.
With Alt F4, and as you can see, it closes really, really slick. And we open the program.
Menu. Accessible and web I submenu A. Burnerware free submenu B. Menu. Burnerware free B. On burnerware free normal cursor.
So I'm actually going to go to the settings menu and uncheck this close welcome screen because it's a bit annoying to say the least. Closing burnerware, you know, to reopen it again, you know what I mean? So.
Check for updates when program starts, checked C.
That's not what I want.
Close main window after project is launched, checked L.
That's it, close main window after project is launched. So, I'm going to press enter to uncheck this setting.
Burnerware free.
And now from now on, when I launch a new project, this main window will actually stay open. So, I can just close the project window and yet still be in the welcome screen. So anyway, my final example is making a disk image. So I'm basically going to do the same thing, but this time I'm going to make a disk image right from within burnerware. Whereas in the past, I basically made a disk image using this Total Mounter. The image would be blank and mounted to a virtual burner and putting files in that image using the Data DVD project, which I hope you understand where I'm coming from, but if you don't, then you can always contact me, whose details will be at the end of this demonstration. So anyway, back to making a disk image. So Alt-C to open the compilation menu.
Data submenu B.
I'm going to press I to open the disk images submenu.
Burn image B.
That's not all I want. I want make ISO.
Copy to image C. Make ISO M.
And that's the one I want, so I'm going to press M.
Burnware free ISO 9660 radio button checked.
Now here, you first of all have to choose the file system for your new disk image. Now, ISO 9660 is set by default and is used for making data CDs. If you want to make data DVDs, or DVDs in general, you would have to choose this option.
Universal disk format radio button checked.
Universal disk format. There is a third option.
ISO 9660 universal disk format radio button checked.
Which is used apparently for DVD videos, so that's not what I want, so I want to choose the second option, universal disk format.
Universal disk format radio button checked.
And let's see what other controls we have.
OK button, cancel button, universal disk.
And that's all we have, so I'm just going to tap the OK button and activate it.
OK button, UDF image burnware free list.
So it says
UDF image burnware free.
UDF image, so basically, it's pretty much a similar procedure, but I thought I'd show you how to make a disk image anyway, because it's pretty cool that you can do that. And then you can either burn the image with burnware or another burner of your choice. If you are a Windows 7 user, like I am, you can use the built-in Windows disk image burner to burn your images. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, I digress. So let's now add the same folder and files within that folder as the previous example.
Add files and folders. Tree view. Program installers collapsed.
Excuse me. Pressing Control D. Again, just like before, when making the data DVD.
List. Airfoil installer exe. Mello setup exe.
So, I've just selected all my files in that folder, as well as any folders within that folder. I'm going to tap the Add button.
Add button. Activate Windows.
Okay, don't worry about that. That's just, you know, don't worry about that, okay. Add button. So, same as before, you have to select your files by pressing the Home key and then pressing Shift N if you want to select from the top. So, okay, same before, tap to the Add buttons based on that.
Can add files and folders.
Okay, it's pretty quick, you know, literally half a second or so.
Close button.
Tap to the Close button.
UDF image burnware free list.
Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you the menus again because there are a few different options in the menu, so.
File submenu Alt F.
I think this is the same, but I'll check anyway.
New compilation control NN. Burn compilation control BB.
So, burn compilation in terms of disk images is actually in the file menu, which is fair enough because you are making a file at the end of the day.
Load file list. Control OL. Save file list. Control SS. Options. F10O.
And the options I think are slightly different as well, so I'll come in here.
Options. Tab control. UDF tab selected.
This time we have UDF.
Labels tab selected. Edit cursor.
Labels. And that's it.
You.
Being you're making a disk image, anything to do with the recorder won't apply.
UDF property page. UDF grouping. Use automatic settings. Checkbox check.
These options we come across previously when making the data DVD. By the way, I must apologise for my slightly dry throat. But anyway, we'll digress.
OK button, cancel button, default button, tab control, labels tab selected.
Yeah, so, basically the same options, but we're just making a disk image project. Anything to do with the recorder won't apply here, so. Escape to get out of the options.
UDF image burn.
Back into the file menu.
New compilation, burn, load, save option, return to welcome screen, Alt-BKSPR.
you won't really need to do this if we have the closed main window after project is launched or checked. But it's obviously there for your convenience.
Exit E. New compil paste control V unavailable P.
I think these are the same, but I'll check anyway.
Add files control D A. Select all controller S. Make folder in M. Rename F2 unavailable R. Remove L unavailable E. Properties F4 unavailable O. Paste control V
yes.
Sidebar S.
A view menu the same.
Help F1 H.
I noticed it's no recorder menu this time because, like I said, when you make NIST images, your recorder won't apply at all. You're just simply making a file that you can burn to later on. Anyway, that's the menus for the Mate ISO project. So, the build compilation again, you do Control B and a different dialog. Sorry, a dialog box will come up now.
Save as dialog file name. File name. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit LTN blank.
And a standard save as dialog box comes up with the file name edit game focus.
I told the ISO not header file.
Now just checking where my ISO will go to, and it's a folder I've set up called ISO files. And you're going to do a, I don't know, I'll just call it make
disk image
demonstration. Notice that I've set my MBDA keyboard echo to speak words, okay? That's why you can't hear what letters I'm typing. So anyway,
make disk image demonstration.
That's the one I want. So I'm just going to tab to the save button. We'll just check the other controls in here just in case.
Save as type. Combo box ISO image file ISO collapse the LTT expanded.
And that's it. So you say it was tight because, excuse me, Burnaware only lets you save to the ISO format when making disk images.
Collapsed toolbar, hide folders button, save button, alt S, cancel button, address, C, search box edits, command module tool, names, history, control items, view list, header, nip file.
So, yeah, it's basically a standard save as dialog box. That's why I went rapidly through the dialog box, because it's standard, you know, like you see Word or whatever. So anyway, I'm going to tap to the save button and we are going to make this disk image.
Save as type. Comp toolbar. Hide. Save button. Alt S.
So click save or you can press Alt S, or I think enter might work as well if you're in a control other than the save button.
Pressed UDF image burnware freak. 5% UDF.
It is faster now because it's making the image rather than burning to a CD or DVD. So again, we'll just wait until it's done. And I really hope you find this podcast useful. I think, you know, whilst the burners that come with Windows are great, they're very flaky in terms of functionality. However, Windows 7 does do a darn better job of burning CDs and DVDs, unlike XP, which only burns CDs, and Vista, which burns CDs and DVDs. Can't really comment on Vista's capabilities, because I haven't really used it. But I have seen from playing with the burning feature in Windows 7 that it seems to do a great job. But anyway, it's still not as flexible as a third-party burner like Burnaware 3. So, especially when it comes to audio CDs, I'm having a great time at the minute figuring out how to select a default burner in Windows Media Player, because I personally have more than one burner, at least one physical and one virtual. So, I think it's a royal pain to select a drive in Windows Media Player, so that's one reason why I choose to use a third-party burner. Of course, it's personal preference at the end of the day, but I think you'll find Burnerware to be fantastic. I should point out that if you wish to send feedback or if you need support with the programme, there is a contact form, but it does require them dreaded captures. and WebVision does not see the captures on the page. So, my advice is maybe... Okay, so the disk image is now complete. Just by the way, let me just show you the edit field that come up.
UDF image burn aware free.
I'm just going to do a say all with caps lock down arrow.
UDF image burn aware free C. Users Chris's things ISO files MIC disk image demonstration ISO 182001 preparing compilation 182001 build process started 182019 write process completed successfully total time 00216 average write speed 2106 4 kbps.
As you can see, the log is completely accessible. There's no reason why, you know, you can't check yourself. Some of the words do wrap. Some of the words do wrap onto the next line, but that's no big issue. you'll get the idea anyway of what it's doing. So anyway, the image has now been made, and I'm now going to close both this project and the Burnaware main window.
Burnaware 3, normal cursor, desktop list, recycle bin not selected, 1 of 2.
And that, everybody, is the demonstration of Burnaware. So, if you have any questions, comments and suggestions, please don't hesitate to contact me. My email is chhallsworth2, that's chhallsworth2@sky.com, that's sky.com. And you can also use the same email address to contact me on Facebook. My Twitter username is ChristopherH40, that's Christopher H and the numbers 40, one word. My excuse me, I should have had a drink before I've done this. My MSN is CH9675, that's the numbers 9675, @hotmail.com. That's HOTMAIL.com. So, I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of Burnaware, and speak to you all very soon.